Wake Up Willow Springs is brought to you by Robert Hollis and Shelter Insurance of Willow Springs, Missouri. Now, here's your host, Wendell Bailey.
Good morning. It's Wake Up Willow Springs time, and we've got a full house of very distinguished guests, and we're excited about them. Rip Riefel's here to kick us off on Senior Citizens News.
There we go. All right. It's first of the month, and so this coming week there's a Father's Day lunch on Friday. So if you're honoring the fathers, come on over for lunch. Then it's Father's Day weekend, and I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that. And on the 21st is the breakfast, so don't forget it. Other than that, got any questions, give the center a call, 417-469-5210. Other than that, have a good weekend.
Charlie, what's happening in your world?
Oh, not a whole lot going on. We got a dance coming up next Friday night in Willow Springs at the Senior Center, which is a great place for people to go. It's a wonderful place. So that's our big thing for this week, and that'll be next week, actually.
Lori, tell us what's happening in your world.
Well,
you brought the chief of police with you.
Oh, I brought the chief, the fire department chief, and the code enforcement officer. So, Mr. Andy Logan, or Chief Logan, talk about what's going on in your space right now and what you guys been doing.
So, what's going on in the fire department space? This is, we had our monthly chief's meeting last night, and one thing that came out of the tornado response down in the Low West Plains is if you have your own home storm shelter, whether it be in your house or outside, make sure you let your local fire departments know. We're actually adding those to our GPS systems that we have. So if a tree would fall where your storm shelter would be, you know, you may not be able to get out of that. So if you give us those coordinates, it gives us something else to check. And like Lori said, I've got many hats I wear with the city. So, code enforcement and animal control. So make sure you keep your dogs on a leash. Keep your dogs registered, and if you get a favor, mow your grass.
We have a tomcat at our house. Are they restricted?
Nope, they are not. So cats are on the run. So my main focus is dogs and groundhogs and skunks and things like that. So.
All right, Dave Nelson, you've been traveling.
Yes, I'm back from a long trip. I want to talk about Star Theater for just a moment. There will be no show tonight. Sherry has canceled the Bluegrass in lieu of the Hoba, and that is tonight. Four bands in the afternoon. We have Wild River Band, Heartland Express, Route 3, and Lindy Creek. That starts at 2 o'clock. Saturday evening, Heartland Express at 7 o'clock, Borderline Express, Borderline Bluegrass, the next band, and then Lindy, and then the Great Route 3 Band. We'll finish that up, and then open jam after that, open jam between shows. It goes on and on all night.
Where's that at?
That's at the Hoba Campground, which is immediately south of the Glass Sword Theater on the West Plains Route 63 bypass. And that road is one road east of the Latin Road. That might help.
All right, Dave. Thanks for that update. Now we get the special guest from New York City. I've got grandson Henry Bailey, who's here. Henry lives in New York City, and he's going to share with us what that's all about. And Henry was kind enough to bring his parents, Mike and Laura. And they live in Boston, but they also have bought a place in, where's that other, New Hampshire. New Hampshire, what's that all about? What's New Hampshire all about? We don't understand New Hampshire here.
It's a just a house on an old farm about an hour and a half from Boston. So New Hampshire borders Massachusetts, and the southern part's kind of suburban Boston, but as you get further north in New Hampshire, it gets pretty rural and pretty mountainy. A lot of mountains. How many 4,000 footers are there? There are 23 or 25 4,000 foot.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And higher mountains in New Hampshire. So they call it the Granite State for a reason. a lot of mining for granite back in the day, and a lot of forestry, kind of like here, back 18th and 19th centuries, and a lot of timber.
Why did you buy a house in New Hampshire?
I had a fever and lost kind of mental acuity for about 3 or 4 days, and that's kind of how
might,
I think
it. Might have been a little pressure from the other half.
A little mental lapse, yeah, as I would describe that. I would not advise it if you want to maintain your health.
It's beautiful and peaceful there. It really yes. is, and rural.
Until you have to pay the bills.
So that's just kind of a retreat for you guys, a place to go and relax when you need to. Yeah, that's great. Hi, John. Hi, Jane.
Jane Bailey's joined us. Jane, what's the news from your house?
Oh,
why, that was too much. Henry, this is what I have to put up with. All right, Henry, tell us. We want you to tell us what it's like to live in New York City.
No, it's a big open-ended question. I think for me, it's just about, you get a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds all kind of packed into one place. And so you end up meeting some of the most interesting, sometimes bizarre folks, you know, I think anywhere on earth. And, you know, you walk down the street and you hear 4 different languages spoken, well, I think quite literally any country on the planet within, you know, a 30-minute max subway ride. So it's a fun place to live. It's not without its downsides, but I feel lucky to be able to spend some time there.
Is it expensive?
Yes. Believe it or not.
Luckily, they have good paying jobs up there, too.
Yeah. You get, so they claim the just cost of living. It doesn't feel like that at the end of the month.
So it's kind of like living in Willow Springs, then. About the same thing, only different. Yeah.
What do you like about coming to Willow Springs?
Well, seeing you and seeing the families, first and foremost. But it's a pretty part of the country. It's just nice to be able to spend some time in the community. The Ozarks are beautiful, and it's a little bit quieter, people are a little bit nicer, and spending time away from the hustle and bustle is not something I take for granted. Really enjoy being able to come down.
How do you get here from New York City?
You fly to St. Louis, and then you took me about 3 hours to get from the St. Louis airport down here, so it's really not too hard. A lot of direct flights.
What do you think about the people who decide to stay here?
not being from here, I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that.
Are you going into politics by chance? That was a good answer.
Henry, how old are you?
I am 28 years old.
And you lived in New York how long?
2 years, rough about. And after I graduated college, I lived in Chicago for about 3 years.
You have friends there? Well, how do you associate? What goes on? How do you do that?
Yeah, in New York, yeah.
You rent an apartment or what?
I rent an apartment. I live with 2 of my college buddies. And I've got friends from a few different stages of my life. I got some friends from high school I hang out with. I got some friends from college, and some I just call them friends of friends. So I'm lucky. I've got a group I hang out with on the weekends.
How does that work?
You just work is good. I
you go on from work and
I hop on the subway every morning. I trek up to Midtown, and then I trek back down to my Lower East Side apartment every night. Try to get some shut eye before doing all of it again.
Is it interesting?
Yeah, most of the time. If my boss is listening, I'm kidding. That's always
strong closing statement.
Uncle John's here. It's always good to see John.
Oh yeah.
Coming. This is Robert Hollis. Pays for our airtime. It's only 10 minutes. It doesn't cost him very much. He's the chairman. He's the chairman of our Lions Club golf tournament, and that's a little slow this year. So give him a call, turn it in. What's happening at the Lions? It's Father's Day weekend.
Yep. 4 sessions. Any AM or PM session is still open. Call Robert Hollis Insurance to golf next weekend.
That was John Bailey from the background.